Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's monster fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
Well, hog futures likely to open under selling pressure today, linked to long liquidation and defensive fundamentals. Live and feeder contracts should open on a mixed basis, tied to a combo of follow-through buying and long liquidation. Now look for the cash cattle market to take on greater shape today, with light to moderate trade volume likely to surface today or tomorrow. Opening bids should start around 102 to 103 in our part of the country. Now, generally speaking, asking prices around 107 plus in the south, and live and feeder futures seem set for a mixed opening today, thanks to pre-cash combination of long liquidation and short covering. Now, relatively large negotiated volume was maintained in hog country at midweek, but the same could hardly be said about firm packer bids. Indeed, significantly lower bids yesterday were successful in moving decent numbers. Expect hog buyers to resume work today with bids steady to $1 lower. At this time, Saturday's slaughter plans expected to total close to 375,000 head. Well, Wednesday marked the fourth consecutive day of gains for some key grain commodities, with corn, soybean, and wheat all seeing improved prices. In the Midwest, cooler midweek temperatures will return to normal this weekend. No major precipitation in the Corn Belt is expected for the next 5 days, although parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio are expected to receive some rainfall. The wheat price is up a bit, with one notable exception. September Chicago soft red winter wheat futures were down 8¾ cents, closing at 421¾. Wheat otherwise benefited from technical buying and short covering. On the corn futures, those prices eased up again yesterday, with September prices gaining 2¾ cents to close at 347, and December taking on another 2½ cents to close at 361. Since bottoming out on August 30th, prices have climbed about 15 cents total this past week. And the soybean prices were still up, although they cooled significantly after posting large gains on Friday and Tuesday. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Superior Livestock, proud to present their Labor Day 2017 sale coming September 14th and 15th. Be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 50,000 head yearlings on the 14th of September, then calves and calves on cows on the 15th of September. If you want more details about when a lot may sell and preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
October live cattle was up 27 cents at 104.70. December up 42 cents at 109.80. September feeder cattle up 125 at 143.30. And October was up 120 at 143.70. October hogs down 20 cents at 63.55. And December is up 10 cents at 60.27. Kansas City wheat, December is up 3¾ at 448¾. March is up 3¾ at 466¼. Chicago wheat, December's up 2¾ at 445¾. And March up 460 up 3¾ at 467. December corn is up 2½, 361. March up 2½ at 373½. November soybeans up 2½ at 971. January's up 2½ at 980¾. October cotton's down 45 at 74.81. December's down 60 cents at 73.90. And October crude down 4, 49.11. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.